The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
B-Pod Studios.
Here are Zoak and Bertrand.
Where else does that happen?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are we breaking news?
Okay, we're going to break news. I'm going to say it on this show before I'm tweeting it, okay?
Wow.
This is just for you, Pat.
That's very nice of you and the people.
Okay, so the Celtics have dealt with Robert Williams' knee injury. He had a torn meniscus on March 27th. Sources tell me he is close to return and could play as soon as Game 3 tomorrow, which is Saturday, or Game 4 on Monday.
Whoa.
A final determination will be made.
Wow.
And I just tweeted the news out.
See you in the final.
A final determination will be made on how he feels day to day. But Robert Williams has been at the center of the league's best defense. We've seen what they've done this year, what they've done even in this series. But Robert Williams is on his way back. I'm told he did a 5-on-5 this week. And as long as he keeps progressing and making steps,
doing numbers,
he is on his way back.
Way to go, Bob!
Yeah!
I'm on!
Way to go.
I didn't know that Pat McAfee was such a big Time Lord and Celtics fan.
I gotta be honest.
Holy crap.
Listening to it, I gotta be honest, I feel like he was mocking the news a touch. Do you not think that? Like, if that were Ben Simmons, do you think Shams would have waited to break it on Twitter? Or do you think he would have tweeted it out first and then said, hey guys, I'll get to your interview in a minute? Like, in other words, like, Robert Williams is a very, very good player, and I think can make a massive impact in the series. I don't know that his name rings bells nationally. I almost felt like McAfee was mocking it a touch, but maybe I was misreading it.
I didn't feel like he was mocking it. I feel like that's sort of the tone of the show.
Could be. I don't listen to the show. That what felt like mocking maybe is just the jocularity of the program. I'm not sure.
Weird for you to go negative there.
Yeah. Strange. Yeah, but that is the news. That Time Lord is on his way back. He's almost ready to go. Could play as soon as tomorrow night. I don't think we'll see him tomorrow night.
People all over the city are saying it feels a little panicky.
Do you think he's going to play tomorrow night?
No.
I don't either.
I don't. I think it's almost the exact same timeline as Ben Simmons, by the way. We're not even at 4 weeks on Robert Williams. And I think, was it Woj? I'm trying to remember all the reports over the last month. But was it Woj who said he could be back on the early side of the time frame? So we're not even at 4 full weeks yet.
4 weeks would be on this coming Sunday.
Correct.
Yeah.
So Game 3, in other words, would be just ahead of it. I mean, you know, we're kind of splitting
hairs. Game 3
now,
would be 1 day shy of a month.
Right. Right. But it's a 4 to 6 week.
4 weeks. Excuse me. 1 day shy of 4 weeks.
It's a 4 to 6 week timetable that they gave us, that the team gave us.
So if he plays on Monday, it's not panicky.
No, I think the whole thing's panicky. The coach said he doesn't expect him to play in the series.
Arlene writes in.
Look, I'll tell you, if they're up 3-0 and they play him, that's not panicky. If they play him in game three, that's panicky.
Here's an email response to Jones. Celtics are not panicking.
Oh, no, I know.
Jones is panicking because he bet on Brooklyn.
I didn't bet on the. I'm happy I didn't, but I did not.
With the return of Time Lord, a lot of caps here. Mm-hmm. Celtics improve their chances of winning, period.
Well, I agree with that.
And Jones certainly does not want that to happen.
I don't.
Sincerely, Arlene.
And she's right about everything except me betting on Brooklyn. Everything else she's right about. And the Celtics panicking part.
I just wouldn't be surprised if you would bet on Brooklyn, so I can understand why she wrote that.
Yeah, well, she's just wrong, but yeah, but everything else she said is right. I don't want Brooklyn to lose this series, and yes, she's right about all the other stuff.
And today Jones is wearing his Marcus Smart jersey, which is a player tee, but close enough.
Yeah, I wasn't going to buy a jersey. What do you think, I'm going to buy a jersey to wear at one time? No.
What'd you pay for that?
I think it was 40.
Wow.
It was a $40.
Just for a t-shirt.
You know, no joke. I actually, I walked up and I grabbed, because I didn't want to, you know, be in there for a long period of time and all of my Nets paraphernalia yesterday. I stopped on my way home from work yesterday at the Pro Shop. I don't live too far from there. And I accidentally grabbed a children's medium and they started unraveling it. I thought it was a good deal. They started unraveling it. I'm like, that looks even too small for me. And yeah, so the children's medium was more reasonably priced.
Well, you are a child, so that would be the appropriate department to be shopping.
But that would have been a real shame if I bought that and tried to put that on this morning and then couldn't squeeze into it. That would have been a shame.
Bob's in Plymouth. Hey, Bob.
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
Yeah. You guys, about, maybe 45 minutes or an hour ago, were talking about alpha males, and there's a very similarity between Durant and Tatum. Neither one of them are alpha males, and I'm certainly glad that Jones is on the program, because the leader and the alpha male does not have to be the most skilled or best player. Marcus Smart is the leader and the alpha male on that team. So Jones has been wrong forever.
Okay.
And he's the kind of guy that I grew up on a corner in Boston with 40 guys. We would take turns kicking your ass.
Can I just, is he still there?
No, Bob's still here.
That's fine. Let's make Marcus Smart the leader of the Celtics. That's fine. So he was the leader
He is the leader.
Okay, fine. So he's the leader of the Celtics. So he was the leader all the years they choked in the playoffs in the past, right?
They didn't choke.
Oh, they didn't choke against the fifth-seeded Miami Heat? They didn't do that?
They were beaten by better teams.
Oh, Miami, the lower seed, was better.
And you were wrong about Brady, too.
That's interesting. What was I wrong about Brady about?
Because would we know who Tom Brady was if he was drafted by the Jets or the Lions or anybody else?
Yes, Kurt Warner was stacking shelves at a supermarket and had to go to the Arena Football League, and people still found out about his name.
I don't care about that. He went to a good team.
Who was better, Kurt Warner or Tom Brady?
Of course, Tom Brady.
Okay, so if Kurt Warner could go from being drafted by the Green Bay Packers to stocking shelves to playing in the AFL to winning Super Bowls and being an MVP, and people still found out about him, people would still find out about Tom Brady, yes.
Brady wouldn't have gotten a chance on half the teams in this league.
Okay, well, then he would have gotten a chance, by your definition, on the other half, and people would have heard of him. So, yeah. But that's okay. Marcus Smart's the leader of the Celtics.
Telling me what I thought, that 40 guys on my corner would take turns beating your ass.
Okay.
What corner was that?
Yeah, what corner was that?
West Roxbury, Hoobley Square.
How many years ago was that?
I'd kick your ass now, and I'm 70.
Oh, that's really what I was driving at. I bet he'd kick my ass. I don't even argue with
Bob. I'd put my money on you any day.
Yeah, me too.
No doubt about it.
Okay.
My money's on Bob in Plymouth. He would kick your ass.
Yeah, I'm not even denying that.
There are a lot of 70-year-olds that if I were you, I would not mess with.
No, that's true. It's good to know. Marcus Smart's the leader of the Celtics. So all the last 7 years when they've choked in the playoffs, that's it. So last year when they sucked and they barely snuck into the play-in game, then he was the leader of the Celtics. And, okay, I know who to blame. Good.
How many times have people called in and said they'd kick your ass?
Not that often.
I don't know, but God bless Bob right there.
Not that often. That's weird.
Doing the Lord's work right there.
That's weird that he would go back to a random Brady take.
He thinks you're an obnoxious prick, and he wanted to let you know about it.
Just sounds like he listens a lot.
Back to their
I bet him. And,
so you want to talk about leaders, though.
I bet his 39 buddies all listen, too.
I'll say this. Marcus Smart's the closest thing they have to the type of guy who should be a leader.
No. Because that's not. It's the NBA. It's not how it works. Tatum's their leader, whether you like it or not.
I'm saying in terms of
leadership qualities.
Leadership qualities.
Sure.
I fully understand what you're saying. I agree with you that Tatum has to be the guy and has to be the other. Everyone needs to genuflect to Tatum because he's the man.
No. What people like Bob don't understand is that Marcus Smart trying to be the leader got in the way. And what has helped the Celtics is Marcus Smart getting the F out of the way and letting Tatum be the leader and the best player and like understanding his role on the team. That's part of what's worked. Marcus Smart trying to be a leader is part of what gummed up the works for the last
seven
and a half
years.
But
in any other facet of anything, like in any other thing in life, you look at Marcus Smart and be like, all right, this guy, well, he looks like he'd make for a decent leader. Just not in the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay, Bob.
NBA doesn't operate like the rest of the world.
Bob, you don't get it. It's okay.
I want Bob to get in his car and drive here right now and kick your ass. He knows the way.
He does know the way. That's
true. Most certainly knows the way. Tim and Taunton, what do you got?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just want to say one thing. Jones, usually don't agree with you, mm-hmm. but I definitely agree with you on Marcus Smart. Like, that first game, 2 years ago, he would have taken that shot. We would have lost that mm-hmm. game. And, Bob, if you're going to tell somebody you can kick their ass, most likely you can't. That's all I got.
All right. I didn't even disagree with that part. I disagree with everything Bob said.
Tim, that sounds like you're challenging Bob to a fight, and I wouldn't do that.
I disagree with everything Bob said except that he could kick my ass.
I wish Gasper were here for this because the other day he kept going back to, like, well, with those guys who said mean things to Kyrie, fight him in the alley. I'm like, what? Why does that have to be a thing?
Yeah.
You have to now bring this out into the alley?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there are guys in the crowd that Kyrie wouldn't want to fight.
Oh,
what are we doing here?
I guarantee it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, what do you want me to say,
Bob? I want to see if they're about that.
Bob's,
why?
Bob's not about that life? Bob might be about that life. I have no idea. He probably could beat me up.
It's a Finish Strong Friday on Zolak and Bertrand. It's presented by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, Electric, and Drains. They're defending the future of the trades program with Ray Bork has already reached their season goal of $25,000 in scholarships for future tradesmen and women. Which means if you want to start a career in the trades, you can apply for one of those scholarships right now. Call128.com is their website. Great program. Get all the details at their website. Call128.com. We now have more anti-Jones calls on the board. We were talking Red Sox prior to the breaking news on Robert Williams. Yes.
People are panicking. It's not just the Celtics. People are panicking.
45 minutes to go on this show today.
Finish strong, Beatles.
We're going to finish it strong with you next.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Here are Zolak and Bertrand.
Where else does that happen?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are we breaking news?
Okay, we're going to break news. I'm going to say it all.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Opinionated.
I do like crushed haddock.
And passionate.
I took a piece of haddock one time and I ran over it with a tire.
More headlines in 30 minutes.
Like a haddock pancake.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Six 617-779-0985. Peter wrote in. Hi, Mark. I look forward to Fridays because I usually only listen to music when I'm at work, and I bend the rules on the last day of the week on Fridays for a Finish Strong Friday.
Whose rules?
His own personal.
I see. He wants to give himself a little treat on a Friday.
Yeah, he's a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
He's a hard worker.
This is a treat. You know, he likes to treat himself on Fridays to a little Zolak and Bertrand. He says, I don't listen to Jones, though.
No, of course not.
He had the lowest ratings of all the 98.5 shows.
That is true.
He was higher than all of the other sports station shows.
Yeah. Blame it on the Bruins.
Yeah,
and the
I was going to say, all those games get in the way of the takes. That's true. Yeah,
but this is my favorite line. But smelling a little better than a pile of dog crap is not much to be proud of.
That's true, though. You could say the same about the other three shows on this station. Like, better than the night show. Who cares? Better than the pile of dog crap at night, by your definition.
That's what he said. Steve is in Fall River. What do you got for us today? You have a gripe for us, Steve?
No, I don't have a gripe. I have my own ideas of what they should be doing in the draft, and I think it's ironclad.
And this is the Patriots, by the way, for those who don't know.
This is the NFL draft, the Patriots. I hear a lot of people really sorry that they let Shaq Mason go, and they're wringing their hands and blah, blah, blah. It's not the end of the world. The end of the world would be if they wasted the 21st pick trying to replace him, because that's not where you look for an offensive lineman, especially a guard, because Shaq Mason was a second-day pick. Joe Thuney, who left for millions and millions of dollars, was a fourth or fifth-round pick. So the Patriots can get a replacement for Shaq Mason in this draft, not at 21. What do they need at 21? They need impact players. We hear they need a wide receiver. No, I don't hear. We know they need a wide receiver. We hear the draft has a lot of wide receivers. Could that be a place they pick? Sure. They need speed on defense. They need an outside linebacker. They need a cornerback. They need a safety. That's what they got to get at 21. And they need that in the second round. Those two areas.
Steve, have you been paying attention to the Felger-Mazz big board? Have you been enjoying that? Some of the
I heard it yesterday, and I heard it going back, repeating last week.
Who could possibly have all the time?
Please, what are they saying?
Well, they're picking out prospects left and right that the Patriots will likely target and draft.
Up, down, diagonal. There's a lot of prospects being picked on that big board. Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, that is one legitimate critique of that big board that I know you've had.
Well, yes.
The number of picks put on the board seems to be a bit much.
Yeah. I keep joking one of these
it
years.
It inflates your chances of hitting them.
One of these years, I'm just going to pick like 250. I think they draft about 250 people in the draft. One of these years, I'm just going to pick 250 and then thump my chest when I hit on a pick. I think the big board they took yesterday, I heard this driving home, and I had to tweet about it. I guess subtweet about it. I said... They're taking six. They took six safeties.
Six.
Six.
Half a dozen.
Correct.
How many safeties are going to go in the draft?
It's a great question.
15?
10? 12?
Like, I'm going high. Like, 15. Okay, yeah. Let's go on the high end.
Yeah, they took six of them.
If you pick, yeah, see.
That's high.
You know, that system, Jones.
Now, they want three free and three strong, which I guess I kind of still don't really understand, but they took six safeties, yes.
That system has lost its way.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I mean, I'm the godfather of the big board system.
I guess I didn't know that. So
ask Chase too, he'll tell you.
I don't know if part of my gripe is with you, quite frankly. But
No, my system was picked far less players.
Yeah.
And was,
What'd you pick, like one a position? That sounds about right.
I think maybe two.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was anywhere between, it was probably like 20 guys.
You know, most mock drafts pick one player.
Yeah.
Most mock drafts pick one guy. Yeah.
But the purpose
it's like,
of the
wow,
board...
the Patriots didn't predict 21. Well, they only took one guy. It's a lot easier to hit when you pick 40.
The purpose of the board, though, is to really just prove that doing mock drafts and doing all that time and energy on college prospects, like Barthy does.
Yeah.
What a waste.
Well, that's not wrong, but we have, you know...
What a waste.
We have some time on the night show, so it might be a waste of time. I don't even push back on that, but yes,
I like to tell these,
we have
know,
a little
these,
time to stretch our legs
guys.
Out on the night show.
I go, listen, guys, all these people you look at in this draft, I said, if all the guys in the draft worked out, the NFL would have like 80 teams.
Right.
Like, most of them don't work out. I can't invest all that time knowing about players, many of which will fail and fall out of the league and be nothing for their teams, no matter who it is they get drafted by.
So the big board is your you call yourself the godfather?
I'm the godfather.
The godfather of the big board.
Yeah. Like Chris Gasper is the godfather of NFL overtime.
Yeah,
rules.
I did know that. That was
the godfather of the big board picking method, which is whoop. And the draft magazine, that was all me.
Yeah, are you, what magazines do they use?
I don't know. The best one used to be. I used to really like.
Was in here the other
No one buys those anymore. You have to go looking for them. Pro Football Weekly used to put together what I thought was one of the best ones. But I didn't read it before the draft.
No, you'd read. Right. You draft a guy and then you read it after.
Bingo.
Yeah, right. That's good. That's useful.
Yes, I'd have it handy like day there.
All
right.
Yeah, these are free. The Lance Zierlein profiles on NFL.com. The Patriots draft somebody,
right.
I'll click on that.
This goes back like a decade, though, when there wasn't as much content online related to the draft as there is now.
Sure.
Now I think they've sort of just been replaced by a million different websites.
Well, Draft Magazine, like many actual physical, I don't know, newspapers, they tend to be a little out of date by the time the draft rolls around.
Yeah. But the scouting reports are still good. Like,
Those are...
Oh, he's got good hips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, good lateral motion, three-cone drill, time is X, Y, or Z.
Right.
You know?
Those.
What was he in the shuttle?
Those tend to be a little out of date. Right, more in terms of how they stack their positional boards than anything else.
Yeah.
But yes, that's my big gripe with the Felger and Mazz big board.
Some support for Jones here. John in Bristol, Rhode Island, in defense of Jones, wants to white knight for you here today.
Good.
Yes, John.
I need it.
Jonesy, you're the best, man. You're the best. You tell it as it is, and people don't like it. It's too bad. You lure people in. Look at the attention you're getting, my man. Look at the attention you're getting.
This feels sarcastic. That didn't feel authentic.
No, I think he was strongly defending you there. Yeah. Hmm. He said you tell it like it is. Ryan in Plymouth. Ryan.
Hey, what's going on, boys? Love the show. Always do. Watch it with the crew. Jones, I love you. We're on Beetle and Friends. Today, and tell Bob in Plymouth I'm painting Lily White across the street from the Mayflower. He can meet me at the Rock with his 39 friends, and we'll have words.
Right, Ryan.
All right, good. That's what I need.
All right, Plymouth on Plymouth collar crime.
Yeah.
There,
I need a crew protect. That's what I need. I need a crew protect.
Meet at the Rock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got to send
2 p.m. That gives you 33 minutes to get over there, Bob. Yeah. Ryan, Bob. You square off.
As our forefathers did before us.
Settle your differences.
Yeah, exactly. Good. Well, good. I'm happy to know, you know, conflict has started over much less, so it makes sense. Makes sense.
Ryan and Malden on Robert Williams potentially making a return in game 3 or 4. What do you got for us, Ryan?
Yeah, I just want to say real quick, Jones, look how you got that shirt at a damn thrift store.
But, I bought it at the pro shop.
That'll be TD Garden's Pro Shop, yes.
Oh, in that case, I digress. I got to talk about Robin Williams. There is no reason to rush him because this rush him in. The Celtics are winning without him.
It's a little panicky.
I feel like they should. I feel like they should just wait and see how the next two games go. And also, real quick to all the naysayers that say we couldn't win without him. Well, it's like we're winning without him. And me personally, I get superstitious and I don't want to jinx it. But you know, it'll mostly work out. The Celtics got him in 5. I'll say it again for the third time. Let's go Celtics. Woo!
I did not predict they were going to lose without Robert Williams, by the way.
No, you had Celtics in 7.
Yeah, I was, but even when he went down, I was like, oh no, that derails it all. And I think people have not had the proper level of appreciation for Robert Williams. See, this is the pretzel twisting of Celtics fans in some regard. And that it's like Robert Williams goes down. It's like, oh, no big deal. No, no, no. Success in the last 3 months.
Right.
They're legit. Give the Celtics their respect. Well, then you're telling me Robert Williams is not all that good. If it's no big deal that you just lost that player.
They won't miss him, then he's not so good.
Right.
Right.
And I can't stand that.
Right.
Where now, I was like,
and now he's back.
Panic. Oh, God.
Now he's
this
back.
This guy's been so huge in terms of their defensive turnaround and the team's turnaround. And how the hell do you do it without him now? And what I said when he went down, I said, if you get Brooklyn, that's a series that I don't think would be much of a series if you had him. So far, it's turned out it's 2-0. And Brooklyn has, you know, blown 2 massive leads, and the Celtics have been able to get key stops, and Al Horford's looked great. So far, you know, I guess I was wrong. I guess Robert Williams stinks, just like the Nets.
It's true.
I guess I'm an idiot.
Although now
you guys were right.
Now he's back, and everybody's ready to throw a parade.
That's my issue.
Right. So it's
I'm ready to throw the parade because I feel that they are significantly improved when he plays.
Yeah. I believe we call that the sports moral high ground, Mark.
Yeah. Well, that's where I am. Thank you very much.
You have the sports moral high ground. Yeah.
I don't think Al Horford's going to hold up like this over the course of a playoff run.
Well,
he's played great in 2 games. I don't think you can bank on that every night.
And he's one of the people I think that the long layoff is really favoring and really helping.
Yes.
And
Udoka told us that.
This is the last
yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Oh, were you here?
I was here yesterday, but did he say the long layoff for Horford?
Yeah,
you asked him directly. I remember the question.
You didn't listen to him?
No, I remember.
He did reference
I remember Al. The direct question you asked him. You said, can you sneak him extra time? And I thought he said basically, you know, it kind of depends on the game and the series and things like this.
No, but he did say he's one of those players that benefits
you
from
gotta,
the extra
you
time.
You got to watch
he did
the
say
rest.
That. And I didn't ask him about it, and he offered that up.
Look, I agree. Yeah. I mean, I think he's getting a big benefit from the long layoff. So it's going to pick up. Time Lord is an extra body that's back. I don't know. I feel like the way the Celtics are acting, they're kind of looking at the series like me. They're up 2-0, but they should be down 0-2, and they're rushing the Time Lord back.
Jones, we've asked you.
You don't want to let the Nets up off the mat, so they're rushing him back.
or he's ready to go. And they, it's a benefit to them.
Possibly.
They're a much better team if he plays.
Flies in the face of everything we've been told.
I'll say this, though. What you said the other day about Ben Simmons, which is if you're ready for game four, why are you not ready for game three?
Yeah.
Can the same be said about Robert Williams?
Sure.
If you're ready for game four, you could play in game three if they needed you. My thing would be they don't need you. Take the extra weekend.
Well, exactly. That's to me what makes it panicky. Even if you're cleared, it's like, all right, why don't you take a little, you're cleared, but take a little extra time, right? And so I guess that's where that comes from for me. But look, how bad would it look if Time Lord's out there game three and Simmons isn't?
For the Nets?
Yes.
That would look brutal.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry. From the Nets perspective and really from Ben Simmons' perspective, because I think the Nets have told you he's healthy. Mm-hmm. Steve Nash told you he's healthy.
And Steve Nash actually just dismissed the idea of him playing in game three.
Just now?
That just happened?
Just minutes ago.
Okay.
Well, maybe there's some of that going on. Maybe it's some psychological warfare from the Celtics saying, look, our guy's going to beat your guy back. Maybe there's some of that going on. I have no idea. That's a bad look for Simmons and I guess the Nets too, but I think they want him back. So I think it's really just a bad look for Simmons.
All right, more thoughts on Celtics. We have today's takeaways. The fake promos coming up in 20 minutes, but also, does Jones like things? This is something that we've started to try and figure out with him this week.
No.
And I've got a specific question as to whether he likes something that I think a lot of people like.
He probably doesn't.
I think a lot of sports fans and Patriot fans like what I'm about to mention to you, but we'll see if you like it. And more of your Celtics thoughts next.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Solak.
Here's a question. Yeah. Does that attract the female or the male?
Bertrand.
That seems unlikely just based on you don't think a turkey can go that fast.
Solak and Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.140 here on Zolak and Bertrand on a Finish Strong Friday, presented by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, Electric, and Drains. All right, yesterday, talking to Jones, I just wanted to know if he likes anything in sports. He just truly takes joy in anything in sports. It could extend to things in life, just in general.
I think it does.
I was talking to Joe Murray about it this morning, and Joe's like, you need to expand that into just a segment of name things that people generally like and see if Jones is a yay or a nay on them.
Sure.
But let's do another sports one.
Okay.
Most people have an appreciation for the Pat Patriot old school helmet, jerseys, etc. People like it.
Sure.
It's overwhelmingly popular.
Yes.
What about you?
I do enjoy those. I actually do.
Wow.
I do. Genuinely,
wait,
I do.
What are you going to say next? Where's the butt?
No butt. I like those jerseys. I think the Patriots probably should have been wearing them for the last like decade because people like them. So that would be my slight dig. But no, I
that's
like
not at the Patriots. That's more at the league.
No,
sort of getting in the way of that.
Nah, they could repaint all the helmets and stuff if they wanted to. Like they don't want to, but they could.
No one does that.
No, they could.
But no one has ever done that.
Okay, but they could.
Could they?
Yes.
You can repaint a helmet?
I think so.
What team repaints helmets midseason?
You don't need to. Why does any other team need to do it? If you wanted to change your helmet to white to match, because the players can't change their helmets, right? That's
yeah,
one thing.
Well,
you can't
do. Now you're allowed to have a second.
No. I'm sorry.
Relax the rule.
Over the last 10 years, 15 years,
oh,
whatever
that's
been.
Oh, you mean like a permanent change? Just change your helmet.
No, I mean they could spray paint some helmets in the middle of the season if they wanted to, from silver to white, and then spray paint them back.
Yeah, I don't think that really works that way.
No.
No, when they repaint helmets, to let them cure and stuff because the paint doesn't really like dry right away.
Over a week?
I think it might take some time.
Over a week?
Yeah, I don't think that's plausible. I don't think anyone does that.
Well, then I stand corrected.
People say that about other teams, like, oh, they changed their helmet. I'm like, no, they only change the decals.
Right.
They're
not changing the color.
Yeah, they don't change the paint on them, which is why other teams just don't do it.
Fair. So if they can't, then I'm wrong. No, I like the logo. I like the uniform. I don't.
And the reason why we bring this up is because Jalen Mills, the Green Goblin, had an Instagram post yesterday. He was in the Patriots locker room. That's where that picture was taken. And in the picture is a throwback white Patriots helmet, which it's a really terribly kept secret. This has been talked about for months now. It's expected that those helmets and an old jersey will make a return this year. I think it's going to be the red.
Well, that was actually what I was just going to wear or ask, rather. What are they going to wear?
It's not going to be the white. It's going to be the red because they have a white uniform. Yeah.
Did they always wear white jersey on red pants, or did they ever wear white on
white? No, white on white.
That's what they wore? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a clean look.
You can go back and see pictures.
And what was it the red with the white?
Red with the white, yeah.
Red with the white. Okay. And that's sharp. That's what you think they're going to wear?
I don't know what they're going to wear.
Red jersey on the pants. You don't know what they'll wear.
I don't know because they only wear blue pants right now.
That's true.
They wear blue on blue and they wear white jerseys on blue.
It might look red on blue might look okay.
Yeah.
You're saying the current blue on
blue
looks terrible.
The current blue on blue is absolutely hideous.
Well, the whole logo now looks hideous.
Well, here's the thing. The Patriots should, the second Tom Brady left, they should have scrapped the flying Elvis. They should scrap the blue uniforms. Just go back to the red. Just go back to the original.
I disagree.
No. Let those uniforms, let that color scheme die with Brady.
Okay. So maybe if it wasn't the second Brady left, but do you agree now they should go back to it?
The red? I'm out on red altogether.
Okay. So are you not excited about this?
Yeah. I don't know if you know anything about the Revolutionary War, but the guys wearing red were the enemy.
Well, fair. I guess that's true.
I never understood that. Like, how do they end up with all these red uniforms?
I don't know, because red's a cool color. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the whole reason.
All. I mean, I guess I didn't think about it as literally as Beatles. So wait, are you ironically?
I mean, have you literally looked at the photo of the bad Patriot? Yeah. He's wearing a blue jacket.
I'm sorry, just ironically here. So this whole idea was to mock me for not liking something that's very popular, and now you're the one who doesn't like it?
No, I like the logo quite a bit.
You don't like the red?
I don't like the red.
I see.
He also loves his country, so...
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of the Brits. Excuse me.
Pardon me.
I might have been
me for being, you know, all about the good guys at Lexington Concord.
It's hard.
I don't know about you, Jones.
It's hard.
You probably
really
would have been on the side of the Brits.
I was just going to say it's hard for me to know.
Sorry,
but I feel like,
Prince William.
I feel like I might have been a Brit loyalist.
Yeah.
I feel it's hard for me to know, but I feel like I'm weaselly enough where I might have been a loyalist there. That's true.
Yeah, I don't want to take any chances here. No, I'm siding with the most powerful.
Right. Exactly. Like I feel like I would have played my odds and said, yeah, I'm going to go. I'm not going with
you
this.
Gone
this new startup.
Adam Jones.
This new startup over here.
Huge Cornwallis guy. Like you wouldn't believe.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. Man, he loved him.
Oh, all you guys think Washington's so good?
Couldn't you see Jones starring in that Larry David Super Bowl commercial?
Yes.
Which one's
different
that
things
now?
Throughout history?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You think Washington's going to knock off Cornwallis? You're right.
Oh, good luck with that Declaration of Independence, you idiots.
Benedict Arnold had the right idea.
Seriously. You U.S. footy pajama wearing population here. Chill out. Yeah, I probably would have been. I can see myself being a loyalist. That's
oh, yeah, you would
yeah,
have been.
Yeah, yeah. If we're all in the trust tree, I think that's what I probably would have done. Then you gotta come crawling back here.
That's good, but I like the helmet. Always have liked that helmet. It's not to say I don't like the current helmet. I actually think the current Patriots uniforms sort of suck. They've been often critical of those uniforms.
Yeah, they could use
Zoe and I talk about the uniform battle every week during pregame.
Now you like
and Zoe's declared victory for the opponents.
Almost every week.
Almost every week. Zoe says, we lose again every single week.
Who do you beat?
The Patriots beat one. They won one team.
The Jags? You beat the Jags. The Jags uniform is a real joke.
Zoe will remember that one time. One time, I think they won the uniform battle this year.
Interesting.
Yeah, they were like 1-16.
You really
they were like a Zoe quarterback team.
Yeah.
That was the Titans.
Yeah.
Now you Titans?
The Titans, okay.
They have a better uniform than the Titans. That's true. You, I don't know about color scheme, but better uniform. You like the 90s. You like those uniforms, correct?
I would not want them to be back full time.
But I would love
to see them be worn as a throwback.
You'd like them to break them out.
I've lost my sort of desire for it now that Brady's gone. Like, I was really high on, can we get Brady to wear that jersey just once? He never wore it. He came the year.
So why?
Because it would have cost people on the field.
Oh, yeah. I talked to a league executive
I've heard you talk about this before. Yeah. So that why is this? Is this from like a memorabilia perspective? There'd be like...
No, it'd just be cool. Like, yeah. Just a, like, you know, it's... I think those uniforms are obviously hideous, but they're so 90s and speak to such a specific time period that they're, you know, cool 90s retro, which is in right now.
Sure.
That's like an in thing. So I wouldn't be surprised if they find a way to work that in at some point in the next few years.
You'd be the godfather of that idea.
5 years too late. No, I don't know if I can even take credit anymore. I've failed so many times to make it happen. I've tried. I've done my part. Okay. The complaint has been heard, but they don't care.
Thank God we have you.
They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I tried.
You're fighting the good fight.
Bob in Boylston has something for Jones quick.
Oh boy.
Hey Bob.
Yes, Jones. Jones, do you know how to play hockey? Have you ever been on the ice?
No.
I know you're from Vermont.
I don't play
so
hockey.
You're probably like a...
Nope.
I would just love to get you on the ice, right? I'll be 61 Tuesday. You think that old guy kick your ass? I would lay your ass out so bad.
It's
just like a jackass.
I'm a little nervous about your hips out there, if I'm being honest. I'm a little nervous about your hips.
He wants to get you on the ice so he can kick your ass. I don't know why that needs to be on the ice.
Yeah, I feel like... That's like a shark. It's like, oh, I'd love to get you in the water. Tough try, shark. I'm not going in there. That's why you kind of suck. Same thing. If the only place you can beat me up is on the ice, then that's not very threatening. I'm not going to go on there.
You know, the shark and bear conversation from a couple of summers ago rages on in text messages. I just want to let the audience know that. You and I were just texting about that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Anytime there's a shark or a bear story.
We're on it.
Team
bear. Yeah. Oh, I'm with you. Team bear.
Oh, you're a team bear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I go in the water like a moron?
It looked like an idiot.
Go in off the Cape off of Truro, lose half my ass like that the other, you know,
wait,
couple years ago.
You want to get attacked by the bear?
I'm not saying I want to get attacked by either.
No, I'm team bear in the sense that the bear is the predator you don't want to face.
Oh, yeah correct. Exactly.
Yeah, we're all
Yeah, the shark, fine. Yeah, shark, yeah, you can survive that sometimes.
Right.
Yeah,
they're fighting each other.
No, they're not fighting you. They're fighting you.
No, the hockey hardo is like the shark. I'm not afraid. You're going to beat me up on the ice? Good luck. I'm not going out there.
Fake promos are next.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all, to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
They bring you insight like no one else can.
Rigmarole.
I don't think I can say it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways. It is Friday, which means it's fake promo Friday on a finish strong Friday. Let's get to them. We got six of them, Jones, and you enjoy this segment. This is one of the things in life that you do enjoy.
It's another thing I enjoy. That's true. I love the fake promos. That's true.
All right.
Days at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
He turns around and says, blank my blank. And he may have added a, you know, another adjective at the end.
I think there was a bitch punctuation on the
yes,
end.
Yes, okay, yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The gentleman in the Jason Tatum jersey who yelled that, made sure to make deep and meaningful eye contact with me and then yelled that right at me, yes.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And then you can take that flat brim little Nets hat of yours and shove it up your...
I probably won't shove it up my... but I might light it on fire. I might do that.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I can't say that, Jones.
Bend that thing before you do it.
My mistake.
That's my advice to you.
My mistake.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Dirt. Simple. Smooth. Tap water. Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's your Zoe impersonation?
Zoe doing Tito's reads.
I see.
So. Hey! It's the weekend! Tito's! Friday.
Nom, 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 nom.
Nom, 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 nom. Drink it with water.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Wow, do they get excited over this stuff. Gasper. Barth is so deep.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yep.
Oh, that's not an obvious one, which is why I like that fake promo.
Hey. Mock drafts, of
that's
course.
That's not hey, an obvious, that, like, in saying that, I would not expect that to turn into a fake promo, but you found a way to do it.
No, right, it, like, as you say it, you're not like, oh, they're going to get me with that one.
Right.
Right. Hey, Barth.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
No, they're coming because isn't the... Oh. There you go.
Oh!
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
One more, Jones.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Hey, Nicole Kidman.
Yes, they do.
You're a bitch.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That was Gasper saying that other celebrities don't face the same kind of things that athletes do.
Yes. I heard that discussion live. Yeah, that's, yeah. He's very, not a Nicole Kidman fan. Who knew?
Apparently not.
Doesn't like her work.
He'd never say that about Jessica Alba.
Nicole Kidman.
Yes, they do.
You're a bitch.
It's a little mean.
But anyway. Feels a little nasty.
What are you going to do? Well, look, I'm not going to hate on him. Not everybody can like everything. It's okay, Gasper.
Belger and Maz are coming your way next on a Agenda Free Friday here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Celtics and Nets tomorrow night. We're looking forward to that. I'm disappointed we won't be able to follow up on our conversation, Jones, on a lot of Celtics topics.
It's true. That's true.
It's too bad.
We'll text about it.
Hardy will be back. Zoe will be back. McTaggy, see you soon.
See you soon.
Sox going to get their crap together. Have a great weekend.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit Flutie Foundation.org to get involved.